USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is stepping in to help give people more financial resources during the coronavirus pandemic.
But I'm asking Congress to pass additional legislation to support Americans in need.
The president also saying during a press briefing that extreme partisan voices need to be ignored. As far as unemployment benefits, President Trump continues.
First, we want a temporary extension of expanded unemployment benefits. This will provide a critical bridge for Americans who lost their jobs to the pandemic.
As schools across the country begin to slowly and safely reopen with some sort of learning, Education Secretary Betsy DeVos tells Fox News she's not a fan of teachers going on strike.
Parents and children can't be held captive to others' fears or agendas.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
NASA's mission to Mars is underway. An Atlas V rocket carrying the Perseverance rover was launched from Cape Canaveral early this morning, and NFL players are approving the league's health and safety measures for the upcoming season. The players' union also agreed to the plans as training camps begin. President Trump in Washington, D.C. this Thursday, visiting the American Red Cross headquarters and participating in a roundtable discussion on donating plasma.
We've taken bold actions to give Americans access to plasma therapies. The FDA made the treatment available to patients with life-threatening infections beginning in March. We provided $48 million to the Mayo Clinic to support their expanded access program for plasma. We're providing up to $270 million to the Red Cross and America's Blood Centers for the collection of up to 360,000 units of plasma.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo was testifying before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. Pompeo was asked by Republican Senator from Kentucky Rand Paul when exactly we're getting our troops out of Afghanistan and bringing them home.
So the president's given two missions. One is to reduce our force posture, both the risk to our young men and women who are fighting there. The second is to ensure that there's not a terror attack that emanates from that space. We set about conducting a peace and reconciliation process. We've now reduced forces there by about half since their most recent peak. We're on our way to reduce even further. I'm hopeful that we will get the Afghans to begin their negotiation because President Trump has made very clear his expectation. We've entered into agreement that we'll go to zero. We'll get our forces out of there. I think it's May of next year. We're looking to do that on terms that make sure we protect America from a...
Would you agree that Afghanistan is just one of probably hundreds of places that we potentially have terror threats or radical Islamic threats and may not even be no longer the primary place?
If you'll give me dozens and dozens, yes, sir, absolutely.
Yeah.
And finally, the approval rating for Congress is dropping. Gallup says it's fallen to 18%, down 7 points since June. While congressional approval was at its highest point in May, this is the lowest it's been since last September. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.